Are you recording?
Good evening. July 12th, Hidden Charter Commission. We believe we are recording. Everyone, be aware that we believe we are recording. Does everybody have the agenda?
Yes.
That we are joined by all of the commissioners except for Steele, who will be absent tonight. Okay. First item on our agenda is approval of the minutes. Does everyone have the June 14th minutes? Thank you, Karen.
I move acceptance of the minutes.
Second. Terrific. Any discussion? No? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Eight others. Thank you. On to public comments. Is there anyone here who would like to make public
My name is Jack Hart. I'm from Grove Land, Bentonville, and I represent the Association for Local Representation and the Dallas Committee, which is seeking a no vote on the charter. I'm here tonight with a question on to take issue with the use of ward representation describing the role of the school committee and city council on the ballot in the summer of November. Elected officials represent the voters that are eligible to elect them into the school committee and proposed city council. That's the whole city, not any particular ward. On the other hand, the ward councilors that are being eliminated by the council are elected by the ward to represent the residents at the village level. Ward representation or deserved representation doesn't have a place in an objective summary of the proposal. I provided some of this by email to you all that would rephrase this as a ward residency requirement, which is what it actually is. On a separate note, so separate from the ward residency, the remarks I made on April 12th and an email I sent to on June 7th pointed out that the proposal, as it stands, believes Newton is the only even numbered council in the state, and that this appears to violate the state statute, Chapter 43B, Section 20, requiring that new councils be outnumbered. Council votes and their voice involve choices, such as will locate a school as well as do a few weeks ago with a 5-4 vote or how to settle a lawsuit, and thus deadlocks should be avoided. So I believe this requirement for new charters is overlooked by both the Office of the Attorney General and the Council of Consultants, right to be lost. So I'd like to know, just so we can be clear as we go into the debate, in the next coming months on the merits of the charter, whether you can be able to clarify this with either of the parties, whether it's an oversight or not.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to make comments? All right. With that, we'll close our public comments and move on to item 3 on our agenda, which is draft letters to the City Council. Does anyone have the draft that Karen sent around and sent it up? And Karen, you and Brooke went through it. Do you guys want to talk about anything you did?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
A recent highlight.
You can just say we love it. We can move on.
Well, what we did was I have copies of the set changes if anybody's interested. And basically, the letter reflects two set changes plus a couple of things that we talked about. I went through after you and I met. I went through and tried to make it consistent when council was capitalized, and we added a last heading of additional notes to talk about the people that we interviewed and the financial impact of the proposal, because that wasn't really part of the transition that possibly could have been lumped in there, but Brooks suggested we break it out, so we did. But other than that, we mostly made minor edits. And I asked all of you to take a look and see if you have any reaction. If it's okay with you, I'll walk you through those minor edits just so we don't leave any stone unturned, unless Brooke would prefer to do it or anybody else.
Okay. I don't have, you've got some in front of you.
Okay. So in the first paragraph, it was just a little syntax thing. Instead of saying it was our honor, it has been our honor to review the city's charter. We track elements of our research instead of tried to track. So we just made the language a little bit more, have a little more conviction. Brooke was questioning the use of the word use in our original draft. So originally we had during the 15-month charter review process, the commission tracked elements of our research and findings that may be of particular use to you. And what we ended up saying, we just sort of talked about a little bit, and we chose interest. So I don't know if in that first sentence, if you guys are okay with saying that council, we are presenting items that are of interest to you. Does that work for everybody?
I don't know.
Okay. We use the word, we conducted our review, always mindful that the charter is not the appropriate vehicle to resolve all governance problems. Governance is a different word than we'd originally had.
There was no word there.
Okay.
Just as I was reading this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just reading out the word always, we conducted a review mindful that the charter is not the appropriate vehicle.
Okay.
To, it's not, oh, mindful, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Good. Get rid of always. All these additional words are always good to get rid of.
Always.
Can I clarify one point? Mm-hmm. Are we hoping to finalize this today?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would
be great.
Yes, absolutely. You know, really, it's...
I was going to say, so what...
You know, honestly, I want to go... We don't need to really go line by line. After these first few pushes, it's going to be pretty smooth. I just think it's worth highlighting every single word so you don't look at it later and find a surprise.
We also, by the way, added, I think the mayor... We added addressing it to the mayor.
Yes.
I think the mayor, we added, suggesting it to the mayor. I think it's qualified with governance.
And the charter relates to governance.
And then we just made a concise final sentence to this paragraph. We believe that the issues referenced below warrant consideration. Well, not really concise, but more concise. We believe that the issues referenced below warrant consideration for further action, whether or not the charter proposal is successful in November. And Brooke honed in on using charter proposal.
Yeah, it had said, I think, valid initiative, which it isn't.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So charter proposal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We hope that the following commentary and information is beneficial to you. Okay, so with the 311 system, we had talked about encouraging the city to support and continue a robust 311 system, and I had raised up a point about it, and Brooke and I decided just to slash it, because basically, of course, we're going to encourage the city to support and continue a robust 311 system. We are wondering if these couple of sentences here seem adequate to drive home the point about needing to have kind of to revisit the 311 system, and that maybe our counselors shouldn't be doing the pothole work and that kind of thing. So if everyone can take a quick look at that sentence.
I actually like the section a lot.
Okay. So you think that's adequate? Okay. The change to, we changed the first sentence of the special permit first paragraph, during the planning article panel discussion, our panelists publicly confirmed, and we thought that was the most accurate, or I did, I suggested that. I thought that was an accurate way to capture what happened. That's the only change for that first paragraph that should be at all new to you.
Can I pick up one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The panel is public.
You're right. You don't need to say publicly.
Yeah. It's critically confirmed. Okay. And then Brooke had feedback for the second paragraph and wanted to conclude with the word another. This is a long sentence, so a look at it by all of you would be appreciated, and make sure that you feel comfortable with it.
if it's too long, we could take out the section that says, which include the Zoning Board of Appeals, Planning Board, or a Zoning Administrator. I guess other authorized bodies,
they will know who they are.
Yeah, I mean, one can find out who they are. So we could take that out to shorten the sentence.
Okay. Yes, that's true. That was more what we had done to educate the public service.
Right, rather than the council.
Or we could put it in parentheses, which makes it easier to break up.
In conversation with the council, when we were discussing this, they were all very clear.
I'm sorry, say it again.
In conversations with several councillors, when we were doing this article, it was very clear what
they were. They knew what they were.
Yeah. I'm comfortable taking that out. I mean, I don't think
that's coming. This is sort of a, we're constantly faced with this task of defining the audience for what we're proposing. And this is a very specific audience. Other people will read it, but it's addressed to a very specific audience, and I think we need to avoid talking down to them.
So I'm going to read the sentence now and see if you all agree it sounds better. The Charter Commission researched and confirmed that under state law, the council may keep this authority, assign oversight to other authorized bodies, or determine that certain classes of special permits should be issued by one body with other classes of special permits issued by another.
Will we say keep this authority, could we just say assign it to, because it sounds like we're now talking about someone else.
Assign it,
oversight. But it could be
sounds like we switch subject.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. The Charter Commission researched and confirmed that under state law, the council may keep this authority, assign it to other authorized bodies, or determine that certain classes of special permits should be issued by one body.
Now that we've made the sentence shorter, it's clear to me that we use the word authority and authorized, and in fact, we're referring to two quite different things, and we probably ought to use different words.
Power.
Assign it to other authorized bodies. How's that? Keep this responsibility, keep this power. Power is fine.
And when we say the Charter Commission researched and confirmed, could we just say under state law, the council, we don't need to tell them that we researched and confirmed that.
How about we just leave it confirmed? We don't need to say researched and.
Okay. Wow, it is shorter now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to add the word body at the end.
Another body.
Okay. All right, one more task here. The Charter Commission confirms that under state law, the council may keep this power, assign it to other authorized bodies, or determine that certain classes of special permits should be issued by one body with other classes of special permits issued by another body.
I think
it's
clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. So the comprehensive plan, just minor edits to the first paragraph. The commission considered a requirement that instead of a requirement for, and instead of saying after additional discussion, the group decided, we said the commissioners decided, or commissioners decided against this approach. And then in the final line, instead of saying, with or without a new charter, we recommend the council establish a timetable for a comprehensive plan review, Brooke said, it's probably clear to use a different word, so we said, with or without a new charter, or recommending, with or without a new charter, we recommend the council establish a structure for comprehensive plan review. If you guys are good with that paragraph, great, and if not, just let us know. Okay. No changes until we get to neighborhood area councils, and then it's pretty minor. I have found a little bit of an inconsistency in the first line of the second paragraph. I think we said in, I can't remember what it was, this the charter or something. But it, yeah, so now it says, as with our planning article, the commission found that it is unusual for city or town to include neighborhood area councils in their charters. I still think that sounds a little bit funny. I'm wondering if we should say neighborhood area councils articles in their charters. So if you guys can just look at that for a sentence, make sure you're okay with it.
I will say a city or town only can include it in one charter. You can say for cities and towns to include it in charters. A city or town in one charter, right?
Oh, that's what it was. Why don't we say
it's a charter?
In a city or town to include it in its charter? Oh, that's why it was. That's why they had it that way. Okay, so I guess I must feel more comfortable.
It needs to both be singular or both plural.
Can we change it to cities or towns?
Cities and towns, if that's it.
Right, cities. I said cities or towns.
Cities or towns.
Can we keep it that way, guys?
Cities or towns?
In their charter.
To include neighborhood area councils in their charter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Small change to say and instead of or Los Angeles, or Los Angeles, which is a little bit more chatty and conversational, but let's just say let's change it to and Los Angeles, which is examples of cities that have the area council. We took out, we just made the sentence that starts in short a little bit shorter. There you go, in short. Keeping it short, having area councils in a city meeting size is atypical and special consideration is warranted.
Should be having, you're right.
Okay. Just reminding everybody that this is uncommon, and that was the only, those are the only changes.
Can I
mm-hmm.
go back to the first sentence?
Sure.
All of my sentences, one word. The word feelings.
Oh, you hate feelings.
What?
With feelings.
So it is feelings.
That's a good point.
I mean, the argument is that we have it now, so we can't design an area council in six months. I mean, it takes six months to do it. We can't do it in the time that we had, so it will take time, but we might want to say we reaffirmed our commitment to neighborhood representation. If you think that would be better.
Can I recommend we avoid discussion about the substance of things that are already in the proposal?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, why? But why? Anyway.
You don't think that generates discussion for people who have to vote on it? I mean, we recommended it. We could talk about this for the rest of the night.
That's what we don't want.
But what about the people who are going to have to vote on it? What are they going to think about? What is, you tell me what those paragraphs are saying.
The thing for anyone else to vote on it is it's just not a change. If you vote no, you'll have a neighborhood area council. If you vote yes, you'll have a neighborhood area council. So it's not a point on which you can make a decision about whether to vote for this, right? Maybe the problem is with the second sentence about there being mixed views about the role and influence. Because, in fact, what we have, there were, but we came to a conclusion.
The place where we have punted and left the decision to the council is on the definition of the,
I think we will take the ones with the view.
Let's take the first sentence out too, actually.
The person who took the first stake in the ground with this letter, it was
conversational and
provide context, but if you guys want to
think about what the council is trying to tell them, what we want them to work on, whether it goes forward or either way.
Saying, well, and you feel that this section adequately captures this is complex and please tackle it. And that's really what we're trying to ask them for.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay. Excellent. So design review, as you remember, Anne submitted two paragraphs. We agreed to keep one. Brooke proposed two small edits. The sentence starting with whether, instead of saying whether the current proposed revisions of Newton's charters became of the two. And so I'm assuming that that's okay to everybody.
I studied the grammar book and said this particular.
And then finally, renovated municipal buildings instead of new and improved buildings. So new.
New and renovated.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I was really worried that.
I wouldn't say I was really worried. I just said if we're going to change Anne's wording, we should let Anne know. You're welcome, Anne. The other ones, they really are minor. I would mention the one, City Council, Legal Counsel.
Like, the first sentence goes from where there's a legal matter between the legislature and the executive to where there's a legal conflict between the legislature and the executive.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, yes, except once again, I want to remind everybody that we did add that last heading of
additional notes
to wrap it up. And if everyone can take a second to read through it, just because this is going to be our last chance to look at it, it would be appreciated.
Can I just small quibble about this? I don't know if legal conflict is the right way to say it, because there could certainly be circumstances where you want an independent opinion, I think, that are an open conflict.
If, like what?
What if you think legal conflict is to disagree now?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay.
So it would say the City Council currently has no means of obtaining independent legal counsel in the rare instance where there's a disagreement between the legislature and the executive.
Okay, so that legal.
Cool. Yeah,
yep.
That's true.
Good.
Let me read it. I think rare is helpful.
Okay.
Rare
is politically helpful.
Yes,
I think that, in particular, because we're addressing this to the two parties who might be in conflict.
Yeah, that's what one of the things was.
And under the City Council, Legal Council, we recommend you review this provision and consider an ordinance that would set a level for such funding, if that wording looks okay to you. Somebody at the table last week suggested they were concerned about tense and other syntax issues. So once again, this is the chance to speak up if you see anything here. That's why I asked everyone to review it before coming here. This is it. So, I mean, it looks like it is anyway. And the other question that Brooke and I had was, how would you like to sign this? And that's another point to address. So there's just a couple little things left.
I'd like to move that we accept and agree to send the letter with the changes that we discussed today. I think then Karen on whatever your job she did.
Oh, please, I didn't do it myself.
All right.
It's really close.
Second.
Okay, we have a second. Any discussion on that?
Just the signatures, please. We had talked about whether it's signed from you and Rana, from all of us. How would you like to close it and deliver it our name? Do you want physical signatures?
Well, I could decide either the new water commission.
Yeah, I think it should just be a list of names and.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Sincerely yours. We'd like to close it with sincerely yours. All best wishes.
Your best. Sincerely
XXOO.
I do XOXO.
I know,
too. Who makes it?
Sincerely yours. And
good luck, Glenn. I'll be there.
I think it's fine.
It's just like we have done on the island. Okay.
Yeah, I think you want to sincerely or it's the Newton Garter Commission.
Right.
You know, the list of below it.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, any other discussion? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, great job.
Great job.
On to the ballot question summary. Brooke, do you want to tell us how this came about and
Anne and I accepted the assignment to come up with the language that appears on the ballot. This is not necessarily the same as the language that goes out to the public with the mailing. This is what appears on the actual ballot. Our attempt was to, first of all, be sensitive to the request by the city clerk, the clerk of the Elections Commission, same person, that we not make the question so lengthy that it would require having a two-page ballot, which would make life very difficult for the elections office. So we actually looked at ballots and calculated how much room we had and how many words we have. We are considerably under the number of words we could have. So if we feel we need to add something, we could certainly add another sentence or its equivalent without putting ourselves at any risk. And then following that, we decided to, and Anne will correct me, but to highlight the things that would happen if the proposal passed. We divided it in two pieces. One was what would happen with the item that got this thing in front of us in the first place, which was the elections of the size of the council and term limits and all those sorts of things. And then the second paragraph referred to the things that will happen as soon as the charter is adopted.
I think we started out with requesting from our consultants samples of how other communities handle ballot questions, so that we wanted to get a feel for the type of language, what type of language was appropriate, and some sense of guidance on that.
And the level of detail.
And we also stole plagiarized or whatever old phrases from other communities, because we felt that past month or day, and the situation was similar, that that was one slice or one level of saying, we're probably in neutral territory, in which it was our objective to say, to be descriptive and try to give as clear a picture in a very succinct way, and trying to maintain as much objectivity as
as we could under the circumstances. So we actually took language from the summary that was on the Everett ballot, which has a very similar configuration as far as ward residency, but voted on by everyone. So we use their language, and I have a copy that I should have copies for everyone, but this is the Everett language that was on that ballot. So that we sort of took their language because we thought it was distinct, gave a lot of information with a small number of words, and we tried hard to stay within the limits that
and to be as neutral as we could. This is not the item that is sent out by the city in advance where the proponents get to make their arguments and the opponents get to make
their
I think the one issue that I see is the one raised by Mr. Pryor, which is the question, the phrase that we use, and we try to be very careful about our language with, for instance, 8 members representing wards. His suggestion is 8 members with ward residency requirements. And I do, we were trying to be as clear as
we actually took their
and
numbers.
We took that from Everett.
From Everett.
Right. They use that phrase, representing wards.
So I wanted to address that as well, because I actually think the language we have now is very clear in how it describes
the language you propose.
The language you propose, mm-hmm. and that we have for memory. I do think one small change that could help clarify this is, to me, we've always talked about this as creating a new city council. And I think that's how we approach this question the whole time. I'm wondering if it might be more clear and satisfy some of those concerns if we, instead of saying the city council will be reduced from 24 to 12, say that we are replacing the current 24-member council with a 12-member council consisting of X, Y, and Z.
Isn't the implication of doing that, though, that the function of the city council is different?
I don't think so. I think it's, I look at what Everett did, and Everett makes clear, granted they had a different setup for their legislature before they made this proposal, but they say the present 18-member common council and 7-member board of aldermen will be abolished.
But they did have a bilateral legislation.
So it's a different...
It is.
And they thereby changed the functions to a new city council.
And that takes more words to say what you're saying. And I think if any place we need to be really succinct is on the ballot question. We don't want someone to get
lost in the weeds
and not wanting to spend the time to read it and just not vote on that question. We really want people to get through it quickly. And, and we are going to, we have a city council now. We will have a city council if this passes.
Could I just read the 2 sentences from Everett so that, that is, it's the first 2 sentences in the summary. It says, effective at the 2013 municipal election, voters will elect an 11-member city council consisting of 6 members representing wards and 5 members elected at large. All members will be elected by the voters citywide for 2-year terms. And then it goes on to say other things. But that's where we got, our language from. So.
Couple of cups of coffee didn't hurt.
We actually had 5 or 6 different things, but Everett was so close to our situation that it was a natural place to go to.
Yes, and I think it's very accurate, very clear, succinct, and I think it's perfect.
I'm going to
raise
the question of having people vocalizing concern with the use of the word representing, if it's worth exploring other language. I mean, I understand it's legal, it's accurate, there is a precedent for it with Everett, who proposed a similar configuration. But I'm curious that in our case, and I know everybody just supported it exactly as it is, do we want to rephrase to say having a ward residency requirement?
I really dislike that phrase because I don't think that people, while it doesn't click, I don't think people quickly pick up what that means if they're not familiar with it.
It's entirely possible something similar, though. Something
I can get around. Representing, it is subjective. That you will represent your ward and you will answer to the whole city.
Right.
And to say that it's not is,
I wasn't suggesting to say it's not. I'm just wondering if there's a way to rephrase it to address the concern.
I agree with Ronna. I think that the reason this recommendation or this concern is being raised is because this has become a framing and a talking point used by people who want voters to vote no. I think we have absolutely no responsibility to accept their framing of the question. I think we all very clearly felt that this was an effective form of representation, and I have no intention of backing away from that position.
I have my
I have a question. The configuration in terms of the 8 members and being elected at large and having residency requirement is identical to what we see on the school committee. How would we, what language would we use to describe
The language is here. The school committee will continue to be a 9-member body with 8 members representing wards plus the mayor, all elected anyway.
I
think
that in terms
of data. Well, I hear exactly what Brian is saying. And I focused on trying to use non-loaded language. I'm expecting that another document that's called a summary or a position piece or something that is going to go out to every voter is going to use more loaded language, both pro and con.
Right.
We were trying to be just as unemotional and flat as we could be, and bland, I guess.
On the side with other people, other places.
And that's why we really focused on what other communities have used for language, because clearly every community, I mean, a place like Everett, it was going from a bicameral to a unicameral legislature, and cutting the size of it in half. Was in at least as contentious a situation as we're in. And I'm a great believer in not reinventing the wheel when somebody else has done something that works. So that was how we got there.
It makes it, I think, more defensible as well to say.
I'm not interested in being in defending or supporting or opposing.
No, I mean defensible that the language is neutral.
Oh.
So you're taking neutral language from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And if there's any ambiguity, that makes sense. It's very clear. All members will be elected by the voters citywide for a few years now.
And we actually, we purposely chose citywide as clearer than at large.
That's right. Because at large has been used in different ways by different communities, and it's confusing to people. And we wanted to try to avoid confusion and be as straightforward as we could.
Additional points? No. Someone want to make a motion to accept this as the summary that we submit? Any discussion?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, we're so focused on that first paragraph. In the second paragraph, modern practices will be adopted for financial reporting, including an annual financial audit, inventory of capital assets, and progress on the capital improvement plan. Does that indicate
unintentionally that we're going to continue with annual budget forecast, when in fact one of the
no, that's an annual financial audit is different. That's
I know that's what
when,
I'm saying.
Yeah, when the when these we couldn't. There was no way to talk about every issue we had.
We chose.
These are new. When it says adopted, there are going to be new things that are being adopted.
Yeah, I guess I think one of
the inventory on capital assets is new.
Yes.
It doesn't already exist. It's been some goal, but it doesn't exist.
Yes.
And the financial audit is the progress on the capital improvement plan is new, that how it's brought up.
Yeah.
That's a new addition to things. And, mandating a audit is new, as opposed to they have been doing their, an audit, but it has not been part of the, and the pieces of the audit. Taking the responsibility for the audit and different levels involved there that are laid out, it's new.
Is the requirement
a 5-year forecast? That is required.
It's new.
It has been something that has been voluntarily done back in the 79 years, but reason we go into requiring it is because it went underground for a few years through different
methods,
and also that even the great mayor man himself stamped it with, classified.
This is not meant to be an exhaustive. That's why I said including, because it leaves room for a lot of other things that change that we're making. And as you say, we gave ourselves a little cover at the end by saying, these represent the major changes. So,
any other discussion?
No, I
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Am I correct that this is actually, what we are giving here is a recommendation to the city solicitor.
We are required to provide to the city a summary of our ballot question.
But I think
the city is required to put a summary of the ballot question on the ballot, and they're required to mail everything home.
But I believe that the city solicitor actually needs to approve this language.
City solicitor determines what
goes on the ballot. I think we're just making a recommendation. I think this is a recommendation, not a definition.
No, it's got in the state law that we do.
With no review from the city solicitor.
Okay, good deal.
Well, and we did invite you guys spoke to them about what length would be appropriate.
No, that was to the election.
Okay, good. Then we got to do it.
All right.
I'm sure they would love it anyhow.
So, presentation to the city council. No confirmation yet, but we believe that we will be invited to the August city council meeting.
It's August
14th.
What's the date?
To explain to them our recommendation. This, as you all recall, came about because our consultant said it is commonplace that the charter commission presents to the city council. They said, okay. At our last meeting, I was asked to talk to Scott Lennon about it. I did. He said, let me think about it. I want to talk to David Olson. And then last time I saw him, said, we're thinking about having you at our August meeting. As you all know, they only have 2 meetings over the summer. I think we didn't want to do it in the fall. So August was the time. That being said,
when everyone's in. When everyone's in.
Yeah. So, there is a slide deck that has been revised several times. We've gotten input from several people. I've been trying to cut down, and a quick service basis. But before we get to that, let's hear from Brooke about why it's a bad idea.
Well, can I clarify one thing? Because what Marilyn had said was, charter commissions customarily go present to the city council within a couple weeks of completing their final report. As a courtesy, so that the city council now has insider knowledge before everyone else of what the proposal contains. So it's sort of a courtesy educational mission, typically, and we didn't do it that way. So that is the primary reason, according to what Marilyn said, of why it's typically done. And we, you know, we had a lot going on and didn't get that scheduled. So, given the fact that we did not go to them before word got out about what our, as if none of them were following what we were doing, got out about what this contains, I start by thinking, why are we going to them other than just to be nice and to waste an evening of everybody's time? So it seems to me that the council is very aware of the changes we are proposing to the structure of government. They are more aware of and more attuned to the nuances and the impact of the changes we are proposing to the city charter and the term limits to the mayor and the council and all that than we are. I mean, these are their political careers we're talking about, so they're all very attuned to that. And I'm rereading the slide deck that Josh and Chris put all that work into. I thought, you know, this is feeling like we're kind of stuff they understand better than we do. And that felt to me like a waste of their time and a waste of our efforts, frankly. So the question is, how do we best use our one opportunity to talk to the city council? And it seems to me that at least potentially, the place where we have the greatest potential to impact is by addressing some of the issues that are in this letter. We are essentially saying in this letter, we don't know whether the charter is going to pass or not. We hope it's going to pass. We put a lot of work into it. But there are a lot of things in here that whether the charter passes or not are things that the city needs to address. And although this is addressed jointly to the mayor and the council, as it should be, many of these things are within the purview of the council. If the charter doesn't pass, they should address the way they ought to build some ordinances about neighborhood area councils. If the charter doesn't pass, they should put some of these other processes in place. And I think this is an opportunity for us to address them and say, you know, we appreciate everything you're doing, and we know that if the charter passes, you're going to have to do even more. But here are some things we think that are going to actually make your lives easier and make the city function more smoothly. So I'm with all respect for the investment that's gone into the slide presentation, I think it's not the way I would think to go.
Well, I think I'm agreeing with Brooke. I really like the slide deck to the extent that it is public-based. I think particularly at a meeting in the middle of August, it is not going to be a very public-facing meeting. And to the extent we have limited time with the counselors, I do think it makes sense to discuss some of the issues that they may be asked to deal with, rather than, as you said, to present some of the things that they mostly already know.
unless we were going to get into some of the finer points, but in terms of what's in the slide deck, I mean, I think all of this, I mean, pretty much to a word is stuff that they, the city councilors themselves, are already going to be well aware of.
So, if that's the case, what's the purpose of this? What's the, if they already know everything, they've seen the charter, they know the constitution, what's the purpose of this, and what are the grounds for this meeting with the council? Who? What? You go, I mean, I don't see anything good come from it. So that's just my opinion, because we don't know the rules, we don't know how they're going to respond to us. It's going to be like going back all the way through the public hearings again. We're going to be asked questions about motives, our integrity, all of those kind of things are going to be addressed in that meeting. And we don't know what the rules are going to be. It's not broken. Or are you trying to fix that question? I will bet you 100% that question's going to be asked. And all the other kind of questions that we went through this process with and got very, in my opinion, very limited responses from the existing council. This is something that has been coming for a long time. We had 17 months of 8 public hearings. Many of them never came. We never heard. But now we're going to have the public forum. Here's the stage. Now you all get a chance to be on. How is this going to work?
So I personally think that what Burke is saying is that if we look at the best way to use our time, we've established that this is standard practice for the Charter Commission to have some kind of interfacing gesture with the council. I think what Burke is saying, let's make this more of a positive gesture so that we're partnering. We actually care, there's common ground, there's things that we care about too, like you're not being paid enough. You should have legal counsel of your own. And that's where it's actually kind of a peaceful gesture. And as for the fact that people haven't followed it, I think this is a chance to highlight that and emphasize that for them, explain that to them when they're actually listening and they aren't going to run off and do something else or not look at our letter. And I think that as for the tone, hopefully, like anything else, Councilor President Lennon could help do that, or whoever's presenting on our part can say this is not intended to get into the weeds or to fight or deliberate. It's really to connect.
I like Burke's approach very much. I have been ever since the notion of making a presentation to the council came up, I've been concerned and hesitant about what good would come of it. Because the very nature of our work, since it has focused on restructuring the council, is seen by a majority, not all councilors, but by a majority, as an insult and a challenge to their value. And that's a tough situation. And to go in and make a sort of academic presentation about the process and the options and so forth, it's just, a kind of in your face, no matter how nice it sounds, you try to take. I recall that even during the heat of some tough discussions and when he was feeling very dejected, Lyle Baker came in here and listened to some of the things that we were talking about that we decided not to put into the charter that end up like in the letter, and he said, it's important that you come to us if you think there's something we can do. I think we could actually, you know, go back to that, his gesture, and try and make some sort of bridge here to make something that, as parents termed it, some partnering, some positive thing, and having an impact on some issues in the city, regardless of what happens at the ballot box in November. I think it might actually take some sting out of some stuff to do it this way.
So I think Howard had a good point that we should be ready for the fact that there may be, if there is an opportunity for comment, there may be some people who decide to do some campaign pieces, which is fine. And I think, you know, from my perspective, that's not a reason to shy away from it. We have spent 2 years answering questions about this, and, you know, we could handle a few more even if they're hostile. I think we've been very adept at showing we're willing to show up anywhere and answer questions anyone has, regardless of the crowd. But I still do come back to thinking that it's more valuable to have that conversation about if this happens, here's what we, you know, here's some things that you'll want to think about. But that would be a more valuable conversation to have.
Yeah, but let me say, as one of the drafters, original drafters of this project, that I think it's an excellent point. And I think what is really missing is that component about the letter. And that what we should do is talk a lot about the things we're recommending aside from just the charter proposal. I don't think we should omit the charter proposal. And I think we should explain, you know, some of the changes. I think you're right, you know, we can spend a lot of time telling them stuff that they already know. But I think that's a point very well taken. And would be an excellent use of the time. Then,
it's a little bit of a combination of what Josh just said and focus they're talking about. Clearly, I think that the letter highlights issues that we have heard over and over again. What it doesn't include is anything about the configuration of the council. And for us to go to the council and present to them and not have that may be seen as disingenuous or unintentional. I mean, I'm just wondering if we were to do this, should we add a section to it that specifically...
Well, I think it depends on how you frame it in front of the group. And if you say, we know you know the substance of the big points of our proposal, so what we wanted to talk to you about tonight was, and then talk about the things that we've talked about. I just have, I don't think this presentation is right for going to the city council. I don't think we should go through this presentation and then add in a list of things from the letter. I don't think the tone is right. I don't think the content is right. I don't think it would show a lot of respect for their time. They're busy people, and the meetings run long, and to have someone come and make a presentation that contains a lot of information that they already know and other information that's not necessarily relevant or crucial for them to talk about at one of their public meetings doesn't really respect their time. So I'm kind of with, if we want to go and use our time to talk about the presentation, you know, talk about the things that are in the letter that we, you know, want to highlight ways that they can do something to help the city, irrespective of whether or not our proposal passes or not do it at all, is how it's said. That's kind of the way I feel.
Right. I think it makes sense maybe to have another conversation with Scott, because it seems to me like, first of all, at this point, we've already asked, and he has said he has a tentative date for us. So I wouldn't, in any case, want to be saying we don't really want to come anymore if he has set aside the time for us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be worthwhile to ask him what he thinks would be valuable to them in terms of, I think it would be very valuable to give a presentation about some of this stuff. We can just ask him, would it make sense to give a 5 or 10 minute presentation? We know you guys know most of it, but, you know, maybe members of the public would want to hear that. Should we do that, or should we go right into it? I mean, I think his feedback there would be helpful. But,
yeah, I think it is important to talk to Scott. I
would actually stay away from the visual presentation entirely. And I think the most important question to ask him is, how long would you like us to speak? How long would you like me to speak? There's going to be the learner who's going to do it. How long would you like me to speak? And are you anticipating any interchange with the members of the council? The public is absolutely not the audience here. It is the 24 members of the council are the only audience. And we need to be very focused on them. We need to be respectful of them and of what they already know, but we need to give them what's going to be useful for them. And I think that asking him to give some thought or to throw some ideas around with you about whether hearing about what our suggestions are based on issues, how much they want to hear about the substance of the changes that we're proposing. I mean, you know, it could be something as simple as essentially a sentence or two about each of the things we've highlighted in our summary, which are the major changes. I think we need to get some feedback from him on what's good and whether he intends a 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or 0 minutes interchange period with the members of the council. The members of the public will have no role in this at all. If anyone is, this is not, council meetings are not public meetings. They are not open to public participation. The public will not get to stand up at the podium and talk. Yeah, this is what's going to happen.
So, but logistically, though, if we aren't going to meet again before the August 14th meeting, right?
Right.
Well, so if Josh were to go talk to Scott, then we don't have a chance to get back together and agree on what our
what we talked about. Josh can put together a small group of people and have a, you know, work out a plan. That's something.
We're going to try to answer some of the questions that were raised because this discussion was just digging in there, okay? My recollection, what happened was our consultant said, well, common courtesy to go and present your report and your recommendation to the city council. I acknowledge that
very
there,
really
that was very
close.
I didn't hear that, but we even talked about it, you know, after that. Okay, and when we talked about this at our last meeting, everyone said, we think that's a good idea, we think it's a courtesy that you should do this to the city council, you should go. And you should explain to them what's in our report and what our recommendations are.
Wasn't really the conversation last time. There was a lot of different points of view. I went back and listened to the whole tape today, and it was clear that there was a lot of different points of view. And there was, you know,
okay.
They asked you to go forward and have a conversation with Scott.
Right.
But.
Okay. I went forward and I had a conversation with Scott. And I said, we have heard that it is courtesy to present the findings to the city council. Is that something you're interested in? Is that something you're interested in doing over the summer? He said, what are you talking about? How long? I'm not interested in the big, you know, back and forth today. That's it. What I've heard is that it's like 10, 15 minute thing. That's it. But, you know, you let me know if it's something you're interested in. Then tonight, what I'm hearing is that it's a waste of time to present that report because they know the report. So we can't. Well, A, we can't present that report and avoid a waste of time if they know everything in the report. Okay, so it feels that there's been a change in the sense of information of whether it's worthwhile to go present to them. I agree that it is worthwhile to present to them our recommendations from our letter. I agree with that. I think that supplements any possible explanation nicely. But I don't think it's necessarily a waste of time. I think we're assuming
I don't think, I think, I don't think that it's a waste of time to present our conclusions at a high level, at a summary level. I am, it's the visual presentation that's throwing me off because it's going to take time and it doesn't add anything that you can't add with, that you can't say in words.
Right.
So I think it would be perfectly reasonable to say to staff, there are actually two things that you might be interested in hearing from us. One is an overview of the changes we are proposing in the charter draft. I could do that in a paragraph, I could do it in 5 minutes, I could do it in an hour. And the second thing that we think might be of use to you is something we're going to send you in a letter, which is our comments on actions that the council can take that we think will help the city to function better. And I can do that in a minute or 5 minutes or an hour. Help me know what you would like to hear. And I think you guys are so nice.
Yeah.
I think you're good.
And fair because he's going to be accused. You've already committed to the use of force of child. So he's going to do the gift from that, right? So when other starts saying, well, I want to say this, you think he's going to be able to shut him off? No, he's going to be the diplomat. And says, yeah, I'm the one that listens to everybody.
Yeah,
and we're going to have a.
There's no question that every single meeting that they all have an opportunity to speak, and I think that that's something it's absolutely given. It's not anything personal with this particular person. I mean, that's the way council meetings are run, and then you have 5 minutes to speak.
And then they can ask for 5 minutes more the other day when they were voting on something that was obviously going to pass. And they say, I have one extra 5 minutes to speak.
Oh, it's in the phone, so 11:45 to 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then 17 people won't. You know, I think. No, when they were saying that, look, you were saying that the public can't talk.
The public can't talk.
They're not going to talk at a council meeting.
Yeah, but the chair can say.
He's not going to.
But he can't. And if he has a lot of people in there,
It's not going to happen. A staff person and ask them to make a comment. Yeah. I would be astonished. And it's not going to happen on this. It's not going to happen on this issue. I'll bet you a buck. And you know, that's an example for me. I'm very tight. But I'm happy to take your dollar.
All right, you can get a shot at it, right?
All witnesses. And off the left, too.
You guys are very optimistic.
It doesn't mean that there won't be counselors who have things to say. There will, although it's not a sure thing that they will. The counselors may hold their fire, too, out of respect to the position of the chairman of the charter commission. Yeah.
I wouldn't handle that.
Maybe the position of the president who will hopefully set the tone.
Right. And the position of the president who will hopefully set the tone.
And or it's not me, no.
I mean,
and you don't want to seem pursuant.
I think it's going to be fine.
So, listen, we haven't received the official invitation, so I don't know the official parameters, but I will have that conversation with Scott about, you know, how long he wants it to be and that there are two categories of things
that we can talk about.
That we can talk about.
But it sounds like we're in strong conclusion that we often use growth at the meeting. I don't hear anyone other than Doc advocating for it. I just want to make sure we're...
Well,
I think this
you don't seem like you're planning to give this presentation at this point, right? I mean, that seems like what you were saying before.
Well, I feel like I'm the only one who sees value in visuals, right? whether it be slides of the major recommendations or anything. I don't understand the hesitancy of everyone, but I accept it.
I think it's not the right place.
Yeah, I
do too. Yeah, I'm more confused why this is one that's coming up as opposed to the first three times people.
I've said it, I thought that you backed it out, the presentation, a while back, you know, when you first got it out. So I think it's just a matter of, I think visuals can be very helpful. I feel there are other issues than the visuals with the presentation, the outline. Doesn't necessarily, is not right for this particular audience.
Okay, anything else?
But do feel free to consult with Ron and Karen and Brian if you need help putting this together.
All
right.
I don't think anyone wants to meet in August. I actually don't know when or if we'll meet again, Karen.
I thought maybe we could highlight some of the updates. That we actually have in our account through the city's official accounting system over $21,000 left that we discussed with David can be used. Well, I mean, we'll save some of it, a little bit of decision for any small outstanding invoices or certain costs. But you know, we put roughly $20,000 to $21,000 towards the cost of the final report mailing. And David priced out sort of the highest threshold for what that project would cost at about $27K. And so Jane kept her eye very closely on this, and we were able to get the budget request docketed with the city council, basically asking for $6,400 extra to complete the mailing of the final report to 33,000 households, separate from the mailing that the Election Commission does to the households with the other ballot stuff. Yeah. Hopefully that's going to have the short description from
and
the campaign. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Pro-con. So the decision was made to do the separate mailing. It looks like you know, we're underway to getting this additional $6K. If for some reason that were rejected, it's obviously a legal requirement. It's not really our request, it's the mayor's request, it's on behalf of the commission, et cetera. I think that the office of that was looked after. If for some reason that were rejected, we're legally, you know, responsible to send this mailing. I'm sure David would find the funds. And where it stands now is we will partner with the clerk's office, but we'll maintain control over a lot of the project to ensure that we like the way that it's formatted, that we like the vendor that we use. That's going to be the next step. They can provide a mailing list, apparently. I have a little brief exchange with him over something else, and he just mentioned that they can provide the mailing list to the vendor, and then we just need to work out how to postage works and everything else. So I think that's moving in the right direction. We might want to confirm once again that we want to do this after September 12th, and we want to talk about this a little bit more. Might want to agree on a small group that will work on this.
What is the role of the Election Commission in making these decisions?
The other thing is that according to Maureen, and here's the name is escaping me, it's so terrible, that they the extra funds will be approved at a special meeting of the committee as a whole.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
And that they will let us know the date. And I haven't heard since then, so I'll follow up on that.
So if it's not quite 33,000 households worldwide.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you want, if you just want to continue working, the four of us, on that. If everybody in touch with us, if anybody has any final comments. I think we just send it out. I don't think there's any cover letter or anything.
Yeah.
No, we have time reserved through the end of the year, so we can email and see if we want to get back together. And
do we have other business we need to think about?
Only if we want to talk about the matter.
Which we
think. Okay.
I think we
did. So, I mean, if we wanted to, like, look at it, or, you know.
And we probably have
to cover it under something.
I believe we
adjourned.
And I would note this may be our first and last meeting where we actually finished before the time we were supposed to finish.
All right. We are adjourned.